Hello, I'm Timothy Beckworth, and welcome to the South LA podcast produced by Annenberg Radio News. On Thursday, March 4th, LAPD Police Chief Charlie Beck stopped by the USC Galen Center. He spoke about his experiences as a cop in South LA and his goals for the Los Angeles Police Department. He also spoke about his relationship with the USC community and the USC Department of Public Safety. Chief Beck has been with the Los Angeles Police Department for many decades. He's seen the department change a lot over the last 30 years, and not always for the better. But he says the LAPD has never been in a better position to help the community. You can hear for yourself what he had to say.
So, I've been with the Los Angeles Police Department a very long time, and I've been around it all my life. I've worked in this community in every capacity. I was a police officer not too far south of here in Southeast. I was a sergeant in Southwest, the station that is responsible for this area. I was the chief of South Bureau, Pat Gannon's job now. And in all those times, I worked closely with SC. And I was here for the bad times, and I think I was part of the good times. I've been here when the Los Angeles Police Department was often referred to as an occupying army. And I'm here today when I think Los Angeles Police Department is the piece of government that works the best for the community. And so how do we make that change? You know, what's the, and what is the change? And I think that's what I'll talk about a little bit. I have on your programs there, there's five bullet points, which would take me quite a while to get through. But I think I'll talk about the LAPD's goals and how they fit into making this a police department of the people, the police department that is your police department, not the police department that controls the actions of this community. The first goal, and the one that the commissioner referenced, and it's first for a reason, because it is the most important goal, and that is to achieve and maintain constitutional policing. Constitutional policing is Constitution is obviously a very complicated document, but what constitutional policing about is much simpler. Constitutional policing is doing the right thing for the right reasons. Constitutional policing is adhering to the law while enforcing the law. Constitutional policing is the concept that in law enforcement, and this is one of the only professions that says this, the process is always more important than the result. How you get to where you're going is more important than where you're going. You have to get to where you're going. You have to get to your outcome in a legal, legitimate way. And that hasn't always been the case. And in many professions, that's not the case. The end result is paramount. And when policing loses its way and decides that the end result is more important than how you get there, then you become divisive with the community. You build walls between you and the community. You put stumbling blocks in the way that not only inhibit the ability of the police department to be effective, but actually affect public safety. And the way it affects public safety is this. This is a small police department. It is the third biggest in the nation, and per capita about half what it should be if compared to New York and Chicago. So we're very small. 10,000 more or less sworn employees, 3,000 civilian. Tasked with a huge job, 470 square miles, 4 million people, commuter population boosts that even higher. So what I'm getting at is we cannot possibly enforce public safety without the willing cooperation of the vast majority of people. And the way you achieve willing cooperation is through their faith in your ability to fairly and even-handedly enforce the law. And when that faith becomes deteriorated, as it has twice in my lifetime, then you lose, the tipping point becomes achieved. And the community, a small percentage of it, decides that it's not going to obey the law. And when that happens, when more than about 3% of the community decides they're not going to obey the law, then the police department can do very little about it. That's happened twice. It's not going to happen to me again. And the reason it's happened is because of an erosion of confidence in government as embodied by the police department. And we're at a much different place now. And we've gotten there to the next thing I talk about, which is the methods by which we achieve crime reduction. Now, that's our second goal, is to reduce crime. But as I talked about earlier, it's not that you do that, it's how you do that. And if you do that correctly, then you not only achieve the first goal, but you achieve the second goal and you reduce crime. So how do you do that? You do it through collaboration. You do it by working with diverse stakeholders. You do it by working with people that have a shared goal with you, which almost everybody does. There's no group that I meet with, whether it's Watts Gang Task Force, ACLU, ICANN, anybody, it doesn't matter. There's no group that will say they are not in favor of reducing violence, that they're not in favor of a safer community, that they're not in favor of a place where kids can walk to school and not fear being terrorized by street gangs, a place where families can be raised, where businesses can thrive. Everybody is for that. Now, what's different is how we think we get there. But that's the beauty of it. You know, once you accept a common goal, then working on how to get there is the easy part. So we've done that. We've become the glue that holds these collaborations together. And we've been very effective because of that. That, combined with effective policing methods, have made the difference. And that's what has affected crime in this neighborhood. One of the bullets to talk about here is crime statistics and trends. In 1992, when the city of Los Angeles suffered 1,090 plus murders, we were the murder capital per capita of the United States. Last year, we had 315. That's less than a third. In 2001, we had a little over 600 murders. So we're at about half the rate that we were 7 years ago. And this has been a methodical progression downward. And it's not just homicide. It is every measurable piece of crime. From 1992, reduced by two-thirds, in other words, a third of the crime that we had in 1992, and about half from 2001. And that's been achieved not only through better policing, but through better partnerships. That has been the hallmark. That has been what has not only enabled us to reduce crime, but become an integral piece of the community that brings people together instead of tearing them apart. And I would invite, you know, I have a couple of really good examples of this, and I would invite anybody here to talk to the management team at South Bureau and see about going to the Watts Gang Task Force and see what that's about. Every Monday, group of people, stakeholders, Human Relations Commission, Resident Advisory Council from all the housing developments, the fire department, the sheriffs, the police department, a number of other entities that are government entities and community-based organizations meet to talk about what has happened during that week. And they've formed such a team, such a collaboration, that together, although they never agree, that together they can address any problem. And that is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. And I was pleased to be a piece of the beginnings of that. It takes place at Councilwoman Janice Hahn's office over at the old Watts City Hall at 103rd and Central. And it's a great example of exactly what I'm talking about. And it occurs every Monday very close to this school. And that community is one of the shining examples of how a community can change if the police are effective in assisting in that change. Notice I don't say making that change, because again, we're small. We have to have help to do this. We have to have collaboration. So very important piece, and I won't belabor it, because I know we're going to talk about crime goals and other things, and you'll hear this over and over again. You know, the failing of the Los Angeles Police Department in the past was that we took total responsibility and sole ownership of this problem. The success has been that we share it. We say, We can't do this without you, but we can do it with you, and that's the difference. That's the difference. That's what has made crime reduction in Los Angeles, and you know, much has been written about it, but it's as simple as that. You know, the other goals are very important to me, and they will touch on some of these other bullets. The next goal is to keep the city free from terrorism. And terrorist events are stalk Los Angeles, like a lion stalks a lamb. This is something that we have to be ever alert for. You know, this city is the number two target in the nation, maybe number three, depending on who you listen to. And we have successfully evaded being the target of large terrorist events through effective collaboration, through a number of systems which give us early warning. So, and we will continue to do that. I have about 300 officers assigned to counterterrorism. That's the second largest in the nation. Very important. We have a couple of programs which I'll highlight for you. The iWatch program, which is a program that asks the public to give us information regarding incidents that don't make sense to them, that could be related to terrorism. It's an anonymous system, although you can give your name. And it allows us to track incidents and to see if we have patterns. Very important, because nobody understands things that don't fit in your neighborhood like you do. Not your beat cop, not your mailman, nobody. You understand that, and that's why we need to hear from you. The next goal is very important. One of the bullets here is the budget process. Next goal is to maintain the strength of the police department. And the strength of the police department is the numeric strength. And the numeric strength is critical in achieving those first two goals I talked about, actually the first three goals I talked about. One of the reasons that the Los Angeles Police Department was seen as an overseeing force from the outside was because it was. When in the 90s, we were at about 6,000 police officers, unable to police this city in the manner that it needs to be policed. You have to be able to get at the root of problems, otherwise you just address the symptoms. When I was a young police officer working in this division, we went from emergency call to emergency call to emergency call, never fixing anything, making arrests occasionally, only treating the symptoms of problems. Police officers now, because we have more of them, and because they can spend more time, and because they're better trained than I was, and smarter, are, particularly my kids, are able to get to the roots of problems, are able to actually fix things. Now, do we always fix things? No, because not all things are fixable, and not all things are fixed in a short period of time. But that's our goal, not to treat the symptoms, to get at the root of problems. And you can only do that if you're numerically strong enough to avoid the tyranny of 911, which is the constant response to emergency calls. So we have finally, after years of hiring at our maximum capacity, been able to grow the police department to almost 10,000. Very important. That's a bare minimum operating force for the kind of policing that this city deserves, and the kind of policing that I want to give this city. So it's important when you take your budget talks that you think of that. And you know, that's not the only consideration in budget, but I think it should be the primary one. Public safety is the primary role of government. If we don't do that, the rest of it falls apart. So the last goal that I'll talk about is also connected to all these goals. They're all circular. And that's one that's particularly important to me because I'm such a product of this organization. That's the wellness of our employees. You know, police officers, unbelievably, are just like everybody else. And when the things that are affecting all of us, the economy, the uncertainty of the future, of the stability of governments, affects that. And so it's important for me to keep my workforce whole and to make sure that they not only understand their mission, but feel supported in it. And so it also fits into the other goals. So those are the five goals of the police department. Very simple, very straightforward, all interlocking, all dependent on each other, and that's the way goals should be. So I think that I have a couple other pieces on here, and I'll hit them really quickly. But what I really want to say is that is that when I talk about partnership, I talk about USC. This is a great school. This is a school that has so much to give to this neighborhood. This is a school that people come to and strive to become a part of from all over the United States. And you come to one of the neighborhoods in Los Angeles that can use the most help. And I think that's a perfect combination. And I respect the school for doing that. And I ask you to embrace this police department, because this is your police department. This is my goal. This is when I leave this place, as not forever, Pat, just when I retire. when I retire, it's very important to me that this police department is seen as a police department that is a piece of the city, not a piece of part of the city. And I think we're well on our way. And I think we have a ways to go, but I am very positive and very optimistic about the future of this place. And that's this city and this police department.